This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. As scientists race to understand the new Omicron COVID-19 variant and national leaders take action to protect their populations, the UN World Health Organization, or WHO, once again urged caution Tuesday with a reminder of the available precautions that should be used to stop the virus from spreading further. During a briefing in Geneva at the agency's headquarters Tuesday, WHO spokesperson Christian Lundmeier told reporters that as they do not have a full picture of the variant and do not know how well existing vaccines are working, he urged the use of measures that we do know work. He said that includes mask wearing whenever possible and advisable, as long as you're in a room with more than one person, ventilating a room if possible and as often as possible, and keeping normal hand and body hygiene practices. Britain Tuesday took their advice and made masks mandatory once again in retail shops and public transportation. Travelers to the country must also take a PCR test and self-isolate until they receive a negative result. Meanwhile, there is new evidence Tuesday that revealing the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 was already present in Western Europe well before the first cases were officially identified in Southern Africa. Authorities in the Netherlands said the variant was detected in test samples as early as November 19th, a full week before the positive cases detected last Friday among passengers who had arrived in Amsterdam on a flight from South Africa. Health officials in Japan and France also confirmed their first cases involving the Omicron variant Tuesday, joining a growing list of nations, including Britain, Canada, Scotland, Australia, Austria, Spain, and Sweden. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday the new variant is a cause for concern, but not panic. And he said we'll fight it with scientific and knowledgeable actions. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday warned Russia against taking any escalatory actions toward Ukraine, saying that any renewed aggression would trigger serious consequences. Speaking to reporters alongside Latvian Foreign Minister Edgars Rinkevics during a visit to Riga, Blinken said the United States is very concerned about Russian troop movements along the border with Ukraine. Blinken is in the Latvian capital for NATO ministerial meetings Tuesday and Wednesday, where concerns about Russia's military buildup are expected to top the agenda. Blinken said he would have a lot more to say on the topic after those consultations with NATO allies. Ahead of the ministerial talks, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called on Russia to reduce tensions in the region, saying the military buildup is unprovoked and unexplained. Stoltenberg said Monday any future Russian aggression against Ukraine would come at a high price and have serious political and economic consequences for Russia. The U.S. has removed a former Marxist rebel group in Colombia from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. In a statement Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the move came 5 years after a U.S.-Colombia agreement formally dissolved and disarmed the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It no longer exists as a unified organization that engages in terrorism or terrorist activity, the statement said. Blinken said revoking the FARC's designation does not affect U.S. charges or potential charges against the group's former leaders. He also said the move will make it easier for the U.S. to support the deal's implementation in parts of Colombia where disbanded FARC soldiers are located. While the 2016 accord has significantly reduced violence, FARC soldiers and members of other armed groups continue to engage in violent activity in the country. A pilot and the government's first witness who worked for financier Jeffrey Epstein starting in the 1990s returned to the stand Tuesday in the second day of Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is accused of recruiting and grooming girls for Epstein to abuse from 1994 to 2004. Pilot Lawrence Paul Visaki Jr., who shuttled Epstein, Maxwell, and others on a private jets between Epstein's various homes, was surrounded by reporters as he arrived outside a Manhattan federal courthouse on Tuesday. He ignored journalists' repeated questions, remaining silent, asked if the pilot regretted the work he had done for the late financier. Visaki, who began his testimony Monday, was asked to describe the layout of the New York residence that he regularly visited to pick up luggage and do other chores for Epstein. In opening remarks Monday, Assistant U.S. Attorney Laura Pomerantz told the New York City jury Maxwell and late Jeffrey Epstein were partners in crime in the sexual abuse of teenage girls. Maxwell has maintained her innocence. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.